This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by TweakedAudio.com. Go to TweakedAudio.com, put in the code IDS, get yourself 33% off, free shipping worldwide, lifetime warranty. Get yourself some new earphones because you know yours suck.
Do it. Bitches.
State property. Rockefeller Records. Just that feeling music, you know? We make that music you can feel early.
Just Blaze.
I went from the ghetto to the ghetto when I'm back again. And we doing it back and forth, bro, with a gang of thugs. My burner, my hood passport. Fresh from the airport, I'm back again. And I clap your men. I'm from a block where niggas might blast your pops. No chance, ambulance can't save your kin. Smoke reefer, grim reaper, chill in my spot. Instead of making some lot, drink liters of gin. I'm drunk again, I'm high again. I just might fly a kite to my niggas upstate, knocked off in a pen. They booked in the jail, I'm booking the flight. It's fucked up, last year we was all on the block. This can't be life, this can't be love. They roll with a whack, I roll with a snub. We all in a fight. Tonight. But if a dude get out of line, put him back intact. Must be out his mind, let the room go spray. Clap until we alright, all out of dodge. That's right, crush the club tonight. With a watch on the ride report. Check on the war report, check on the stores we bought. Check on the kids and shit. Hope everything's alright all night. Cause all day pop in the mix. I might pop rock stars, pop up on your strip. Free pop out hits, get paid for my thoughts and that's all. And my label is shit. And you're hitting the clip.
Baby, don't you cry.
I take them around the globe, travel around the globe. Been to Paris and back again. Free fall back, get stacks with a pen. Still move like a kingpin, clapping you for what I want from getting a tuck, snatching your gold to platinum and gold, plaques in the tuck. Same shit, different line of work, getting a tuck. I might get with Mac and act up in a bit. We came a long way from a pack and a tuck.
You gotta reach for something better.
Chill.
Oh, my homie.
Kayla, what are you doing?
Listening to the N Deep Show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky. From now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down I'm in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the N Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Yep, that's who I am. I have my crew with me today. I got my man, the Doctor, Mark the Doc Wiley.
What's up, everybody? Y'all ready to do it?
Yeah,
I'm ready to have a fun-filled show. You ready, Drew?
Yep.
Well, all right, let's do it.
All right. And we got the Thug Princess Drew, baby.
What it do?
And we have Queen Neen.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Thanks for pushing play.
All right. We're officially in.
Yo.
We'd like to thank the people over there at Tweaked Audio for putting us down on the program. But more importantly, we'd like to thank you for hitting Tweaked Audio up and putting in that IDS code.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Every little bit helps.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the equipment on for a couple more days. Buy me another roll of duct tape. Keep shit working around here.
Word.
Yep.
And that's how we do it. And just think, eventually we might even get another parody song. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, God. Jesus. Christ,
L-I-G-I-T,
man, it's coming.
I'm just saying, man, it's been a year and a half, man. Since last recording.
Don't, Shawnee ain't on
it's been
what? I'm sorry.
Matter of fact, I think the last one we did, Trey Song had just put his first album out.
God damn it.
Something like that.
Okay.
What was the last song? Do Fries Go With That Shake? Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah. I think Daz Band had just dropped right. Let It Whip or something like that. Let It Whip.
Just whip it, baby.
That used to be my job right there.
All right, yeah. Maybe that might spark your energy.
Yeah, you might say that, motherfucker.
Yo.
Yeah. Oh, God. You knew it.
Right, she brought that shit up. Right,
you know.
And
that.
Hit the motherfucking notes and everything.
Uh-huh.
My mom used to listen to that.
There whatever. We whatever. Go. Whatever.
Oh, boy. Son of a bitch. How's everybody's weekend?
Mine was good, man. I cut the grass.
What?
I finally cut the grass. Man, that shit was like up here, man.
It was a past your kneecaps.
Ooh, was it?
Marky Mark.
I went on and knocked it down, though. But you know what, though? We have to. Y'all probably have to do it, too. You got to buy them fucking bags from Home Depot and shit.
No, I pay HOA, so.
Who?
Homeowners Association.
Oh, they cut your grass?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I ain't got that shit. But you got to buy the fucking bags, man. You got to buy them, Brian? Uh-uh. Oh, you pay HOA too?
You got that right. No, I mean, I got it. But, nigga.
Man, you know what? You know, you could usually put them in trash bags and stuff like that. Yeah. You can't do that anymore. Oh, you got to fucking go to Home Depot and get these bags.
Them big brown bags?
Yeah, man.
I've seen that. I was wondering why everybody had bags from.
Yeah, because they won't pick them up in the trash bags anymore. Oh, wow. Sons of bitches. They started that shit last year.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, no bullshit.
You just got to know how to get around that shit. There's always a 7-Eleven up the street.
Okay.
Toss that bag right in that dumpster.
No, I'm just talking about buying the bags, period.
No, I'm talking about using the black trash bags, load them up, and
Stuff in that dumpster. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they catch you on camera, and then they come to your house and
get you. Oh, okay. All right.
So you have two options.
Yeah, you're right.
See, my thing is, after I finish cutting my grass, I just sweep that shit over the line.
Oh, that's how you do it. Nigga, you don't cut shit. Little Skippy over there.
Little cook. Drunky. Yeah. Birds of a feather.
Yeah, little Skippy be like, buy me a beer. I got you.
Shit. I was like,
what's his name, though, for real?
Dude.
You know his name, man.
Dude from next door.
Right. Oh, boy.
So, what happened to Alejandro and Rodriguez and them?
Well, once again, I told you they move, man.
What I'm saying, though, don't they keep one on standby?
You standing like somewhere.
They sublease that the property?
Wow.
All right.
There you go.
I'm saying.
No, man.
They don't do that.
They don't do that.
Who is they? Like you people?
No. I'm sorry. I'm talking specifically about Alejandro Rodriguez and them.
Is that their name?
Wasn't that their name?
Don't put me in that shit.
What was their name, Doc?
No.
What was their name, Doc?
You know what? Actually, one of the daughters came by our house day before yesterday.
And she said, when you going to cut your goddamn grass? Because you're making my yard, neighborhood
look bad. Man, they like family. Mm-hmm. Now she's driving. When I first met her, she was like Kayla's age.
She's about this tall. She had the prom dress.
You met her before. Remember, we were in the backyard. We went to be, and you wanted to go at her.
I heard what he said.
We went in the backyard, and her boyfriend had the joint in his ear.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her? Yeah. She came overseas. You know, came overseas.
I didn't want to go at her. I noticed that she was attractive, but I didn't want to. Don't put me out there like that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you the one brought him up. I'm just trying to tell him. Yeah, how about that?
But you made it sound like chick. You making it sound like she was like 8 and shit.
Well, if you listen to what I said, when
I
first
exactly
met him,
what you said, but you didn't fill in the gap.
Then
from
how was your
that
weekend,
time
Drew?
To what the hell you talking about?
How was your weekend, Drew?
God damn it. So you said that they drove past and they saw your grass. And
no, I didn't say that. I said she pulled up and came in and said hi.
It was disrespectful to the work that they were.
There you go.
I was like, because they used to take care of it.
Send Uncle Ray Ray over my house then sometime, man.
I sent him over there.
Shit. Nah, then
y'all both y'all be in
the
basement. You shouldn't get done outside.
Right, how about that? Yeah, you got a point there.
And he still asking for money when he leaves.
Oh, yeah?
That was dirty, dog.
For his time.
Right. Drinking shit up that ass with somebody, huh?
Man, that motherfucker there. One day, when I was cleaning out the beer cooler, mm-hmm. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to take these beers because just give it to him. Mm-hmm. It's like putting out a bowl of milk for a kitten, boy. Hey, man, you got any more of them expensive-ass beers you throwing away? I said, man, get away
from my house.
Even though you live next door, just get away.
Give a dog a bone, dog. Tell you. What you gonna do? You gotta love him, though. You gotta love him.
No, I don't.
Not really.
Yeah.
Fucking Thug Princess taught me that shit a long time ago. She always tell me, fuck him and feed him fast food.
All right, man. All right. Well, where's the lid, bro?
Hey.
I'm just saying.
No weekends. I guess y'all ain't. No.
Yeah, you know what?
I wasted my time watching a fight. I mean.
You know what? Since we talk about the fight, let me tell you my confusion about the fight. Okay, so I had to work, so I didn't watch the fight. But the sports bar next door to us was showing the fight, of course.
Okay,
but they have a TV that's at the front door, so the fight was playing on that TV too. So I guess when they got to capacity, they locked the door, but wasn't anybody else in.
Okay.
There was about 50 people standing outside, and like cars pulled up, people standing on top of their cars to see this TV.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm looking, and I'm like, damn, the fight must be good, right?
All right.
So the whole time through the fight, all I hear is, oh, ooh, ah.
You heard like, all that?
Yeah. Oh, so there was about 50 people out there. So I'm like, man, this must be the fight of the century. Okay. And then next thing I know, people just walking out like, man, that was the worst fight I ever saw in my life. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what fight was these motherfuckers watching?
Right.
Because I was about to just close my spot and go over there because I'm like, you know. So I don't know what the fuck they was watching. It's a switch to a pinky porn or something. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But I don't know. Didn't see the fight.
Me either.
I got sent a whole bunch of links and shit. Mm-hmm. 15 Word Assassin had a bootleg link, and he was watching that shit on his tablet.
I believe it.
I'm like, what?
Of course he did.
What in the Philadelphia theft hell?
Mm-hmm. He always got a link to something. New movies that haven't even come out yet and all kinds of shit. That's
it. 15WA have links to watch the movie being filmed. And cut.
Right. How about that?
That motherfucker. I don't know where he get this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the Doobie Brothers concert.
Right.
What a movie.
Right.
Click. Uh-oh.
Oh, man. That's funny.
If Rerun would have never broke out in that fucking dance.
Sometimes the music moves you, man.
You never got caught by the Doobie Brothers.
Mm-mm. Sometimes it moves you.
Well, yeah, I went back in the day.
And which Doobie do you be? You don't remember that shit.
I do.
Not a bit. Not an episode.
Our weekend was good. I went down to the country yesterday. And by country, I mean Waldorf. It's country out there, Mike.
Oh, your girlfriend's house?
Yeah, they opened their pool. I mean, it was too cold to get in that joint, but we sat by and smoked cigars.
I remember a girl opened her pool one day for me.
Well, all right.
Hey, Doc, can you hit the fan for me?
Seriously?
Yeah, it's kind of warm.
Okay.
Look at you.
I'm getting a lot of shade from that side of the room.
You just saying like she was just real wide.
No, she had a
where are you going with that? Huh?
She had a pool and she, you know, it was summer and she opened the pool.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I mean, that was nice of her.
That's what I thought. No, it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So my weekend was horrible, but I'll talk about that at the end of the show.
Yeah, boy. I feel a one finger, two finger coming on.
I got a one finger, one finger, one finger.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
One finger.
Don't you do it.
To the seventh power.
But until then,
somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor. Give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
My man, Chris Brown. This boy can't seem to stay out of trouble, man. Now, check us out. He was playing basketball, okay? Now, he was at this place, well, it's called Famous Hardwood. And I'm thinking it's like a gym maybe down in a
I've been called that a couple times, but go ahead.
Okay. He was playing basketball at 3:42 a.m., okay? Now, apparently dude was checking them too hard or something. I don't know what was going on, but allegedly Chris hit the dude. Chris punched him. Okay. Now, this is not the first time that shit happened. Chris ran into a problem like that back in May where he actually settled out of court for hitting another guy. But what they're saying right now is he's got two options, to sign a citation for misdemeanor battery and agree to show up in court or take his chances with the DA, you know, and the DA could decide to, you know, press charges. So I don't know. Is he still on papers? You know, with the probation office or whatever.
What?
Is he still on papers?
I don't even know.
Still on papers means like you still on probation or you on parole or you.
Didn't they release him? Or I mean, because he had like I remember.
I don't know what those community service hours was.
Yeah, he had like a billion of them or whatever. But then I think they just, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Papers. Never heard it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You on papers? Mm-hmm.
You anywhere there?
A-R-L.
I don't have shit to do with that. I ain't about that life. I mean, I'm going to keep it real.
No. I mean.
It has nothing to do with A-R-L. For real.
Okay, no. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. That's y'all go-to.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It don't have nothing to do with
you. You belong to me.
Bestie, you know what I'm saying? If I can drop loop, like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
That have to I
do
totally forgot about that.
Bruh.
Right, in papers.
Okay.
Terminologies.
Other stuff.
What?
Don't feed into that. L.I.G., let it go. God damn.
I'm going to say L.I.G. Might be at home catching up.
Frozen.
Oh, something like
that. What?
Apparently.
What's with the side eye? God damn it.
Why are you giving it me? My eyes were closed until just now.
Yeah, right. Until just now.
He was looking for some help.
Apparently the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Okay. Lawrence Taylor Jr., his son, god damn it, messing around with them little girls, man. This Bama then got sentenced to 30 years. Okay, now apparently these two 13-year-old girls, man, said, you know, he molested them. Oh. Yep. Who? Yep. Lawrence Taylor Jr.
Who's that?
You know the football player, Lawrence Taylor?
Nope.
From the New York Giants? No.
Nope.
You know Lawrence Taylor.
You know him if you've seen him.
Oh, okay.
You remember, what was that movie Jamie Foxx was in where he was the quarterback? Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember the big dude? That was like, he had the saw and he was cutting the truck in half.
Mm.
The one that was doing all the coke, he had the party over his house.
Oh.
The white guy?
No, the big black guy. He was in
just
the
looking it up
pool.
For me.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Just Google Lawrence Taylor. Yeah, and once you
so
see
anyway,
his picture.
So anyway, so his kid.
Yeah, okay. His son.
Okay.
He just got sentenced to 30 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a good question that has to do with that too.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
damn.
Yeah, he pled guilty to statutory rape, child molestation, and aggravated sodomy.
Mm.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he got all that shit there.
I mean, when it comes to sodomy, do you have to put aggravated? I mean, isn't all sodomy aggravated?
His son.
I don't know.
You remember him.
I mean, your last experience with sodomy, how was it?
Drew, he's talking to you.
Now, oh, no.
13-year-old girls.
Damn.
That's what
I
say, girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there
are girls.
Damn.
Yeah.
Horrendous. Oh. Ooh, his time in jail is.
Okay, now, you know, if he does good time and all that, he can be eligible for parole in 10 years.
Yeah, his ass will be eligible for polls for 10 years, too.
As soon as he get there. As soon as he getting there.
Mm.
A little side note, his father is also a registered sex offender.
Damn.
Oh.
Yep. Lawrence himself. He did some shit back in 2011.
Oh.
Damn, just recent?
Yeah, so that's why I said the apple doesn't fall far.
Yeah. Did it together. Shit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all remember the six police officers that was accused of killing Freddie?
Mm-hmm. Do we remember?
Okay.
That was so long ago.
It was so long ago. Anyway, they tried to go on GoFundMe, you know, to start up a little campaign and raise money for their defense. GoFundMe wasn't having that shit. They said, nah. You can't use this to benefit those who are charged with serious violations by the law.
Now you said that shit. What happened to Ferguson with Officer Williams? Wilson.
Right.
Yeah, they did a whole bunch of shit for him. Or was that GoFundMe or Kickstarter, though?
I don't know. It was something that he raised.
Maybe they used the wrong goddamn
site.
Like 300 or 000, something like that. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe
good for them
another,
anyway.
Yeah. But
I'm going to go on GoFundMe because I want some things done. So it seemed like that's the spot to go.
That's the place to go.
GoFundMe, Kickstarter, all those spots.
You feeling a little charitable? You know, hey, I want to go to Bahamas.
That's
just
where,
because I ain't never been.
How much money did TLC and them get? Did they get enough to start their album thing?
I think so. Because even I think De La Soul did something too, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, for their album.
Shit, maybe we need to go on there to get some more studio equipment or something.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, start it. Kickstart it.
Right.
On GoFundMe.
Or Kickstarter. Either one. Get us some money. Either one.
Can we go on both? Can we go on both?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, shit. Shawnee, there you go.
Or what? You, because you brought it up.
You did.
I have the ideas. But Shawnee, you know, you're technology savvy. Okay.
Nope.
No?
Yeah, because, you know, this man been sending me an email for like almost a year.
And didn't do it right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. See? I'm going the wrong one.
Whatever. Go on that one too. Get us some money.
As long as somebody come there,
you know
doesn't
what I mean?
Matter.
You can get a date with Marky Mark. We'll get you a six pack. Y'all can hang out and chill.
Yes. Yeah. Hey.
Come on, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Six pack. That's cooking. A cheap date.
I know it's coming.
It's bull. It's going to be a cheap date.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to the 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, we classy. 50.
Once I get 15, then you might be you all right.
You're going to get a gap.
You might get a deluxe package.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
Where's
you thinking about
something?
You thinking about something?
And you don't even got to worry about getting pregnant because them little swimmers ain't going to know what direction to go. Those dogs are going to bypass eggs and start going
through.
What?
Going to red blood cells.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying to hump on red and white blood cells.
Fighting protein in his body. In her body.
What? Mm-hmm. Y'all are dumb.
Well.
Only that person cool. that don't get pregnant just get drunk.
Get on the skin.
Flying.
As soon as I skeet, she be like this. I feel dizzy.
Not dizzy, you mean drunk.
Well, I'm just saying.
Same thing. Oh, okay, my bad.
That's the initial thing. Mm-hmm. Dizziness and drunkenness. Slide on it. You got to give him a chance to finish swimming.
Or not.
What color is it?
Gray.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say like a yellowish
right,
bull color.
Right.
Oh god.
That was my diagnosis. Stay tuned, we got a lot of both.
I like fish out of water. You know, I get the flapping and shit. Should be all on her leg jumping.
Got a whole bunch of little motherfuckers swimming around in urine and shit.
Oh God!
Y'all
are, no,
bumping
into each other.
They humping each other. A whole bunch of little marks come up out.
That's so nasty.
Oh, y'all are okay.
Got a whole bunch of motherfuckers with marks facing a bull body coming out.
Okay, that's enough.
This is a sick moment.
begging. Stop with your begging. You're irritating.
Get out of bed with your protest. Rent won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good time.
Your man don't get it fucked up.
Good time.
Instagram and job searching.
Good time.
Cordy, you got my good pants ready?
Oh, I didn't have time this morning, Ray.
God damn, Cord, I didn't pass for my interview.
Ray, I was running late this morning. I have to get myself ready, too. I have a job.
Is that what you call it?
And what does that mean, Ray?
You know, I'll get my own goddamn pants.
That's what I thought. I'm so proud of you. I gotta go. Bye.
Good. I'll see you kids later.
Okay, Daddy.
I hate it when Mom and Dad fight.
Me too.
Why?
Because it causes a lot of tension in the household.
I know, right?
Yeah. Plus, Daddy, you know, when Mom put Daddy out, he always bring his old rusty ass into bed with them long-ass toenails, and I wake up, my goddamn legs be bleeding.
I always thought you got hungry in the middle of the night and started munching on your toe jam.
Sam, don't you have a birthday coming up?
I sure do, and why?
Would you like to die on your birthday?
Whatever, we gotta do something to fix this, Junior.
Yeah, you're right. My blood level's getting low.
So is your brain level, but that can't be fixed.
Okay, check this out. I'm gonna go get Mom some flowers in the cart, and you think of something to do for Daddy to get him in the mood.
Okay, let me think. Okay. Have a cold beer with a pair of pants ready for Daddy tomorrow and a note saying I'm sorry on the bed in the bedroom.
Okay. I got the roses in the card.
On the card, I'm going to write, "I'm sorry you mean the world to me," with the rose on the side.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy. How was the interview?
I got the job, baby girl.
All right. Good news, Daddy. Ain't that good news, Junior?
Sure is. Good news.
What's this on the table? Hey, kids, I'm going in the bedroom. Let me know when your mom gets home.
No, Daddy. Come here. Let's go outside. I got something to tell you.
Hey, Selma, where is everybody?
I don't know, Ma. Just go in the bedroom. Take off your clothes, your work clothes, and relax. Ma's in the bedroom, Daddy.
In the bedroom? Huh. Okay, well, I'll see you guys in a couple of days.
I'm a genius.
No, fool, you have on jeans.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackheads stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times,
good times. Get out of bed with your broken.
Yo, redhead, man. Keep that one. Do the right thing.
Yeah. Check this out. Check this out.
Do the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
talking about a black or white thing.
Y'all remember this joke?
To make this legit. But your definition of legit and illegitimate is confusing.
Now that was shit. To make things clearer, Redhead Kingpin was a man back in the day.
All right. You know what? Before I get to today's question, I want to send a shout out to Rude Boy. Beep, beep,
beep. Rude Boy.
You know, I mean, I got it. I mean, you don't have to do that. But anyway, so for answering last week's topic question about interracial dating. So he answered on Facebook. Okay.
Were you going to read?
No. Huh. Go to our Facebook page and I am not logged into FB right now, so I'm focused on something else, but I want to give him a shout out for doing so.
Rude Boy.
Shout out, Rude Boy.
Gracias.
All right. Okay. So today's questiones is, you just met someone and everything clicked with this person. As time goes on, they tell you their child is in prison for a heinous crime and will probably be there for 20 to 30 years. Would you continue to date them?
I wouldn't see why not. One less thing I got to worry about.
Now you said her son?
I said child. I didn't say woman, female, male. I just said child.
The child.
Yeah, their child is in jail for a heinous crime.
For 30 years.
Yep, but 20, 30 years.
Oh, okay.
No, probably no chance of parole. Would you still continue to date that person?
You know what? I would really love to know why. I mean, it really probably wouldn't make a difference. 30 years, you know, it's 30 years. But I would like to know why he's there, but nah, I don't.
They told you it was heinous, so you know heinous means it was something that was super fucked up.
Yeah.
In 20, 30 years, you know you did. I mean, whatever you did was not good.
Just because he's there for a heinous crime doesn't mean he did it. I mean, there's a lot of innocent black people.
Sure.
That are in incarcerated for heinous crimes that they
but
didn't.
Everybody in prison ain't doing it.
Right. That's what you're talking about. Right.
But what if they really did do it?
Well,
My only concern would be, did mama have anything to do with facilitating this crime?
How about that?
And not only do I need her to tell me what happened, I need dates and everything so I can go research to make sure your story corroborates with the post.
Right.
Because y'all might have been dismembering niggas in the bedroom.
Now, how about that? Uh-huh.
So you'd be like, I'm going to call you right back, girl.
I got the one eye open on.
And the joint under the pillow. What? Just in case.
He may have a twin.
She get up a cup of water. She going to have a tray 8 to the temple. What you doing?
I was just going to the bathroom.
Drink your spit.
I said going to the bathroom. Okay, so you said
you seen the following?
I know what you're talking about, but no, I don't.
The bra with the two twins and they all was killing people.
Her the two twins,
the mother, people? The mother and the two twins.
There's four.
They were
four
killing
twins?
People.
It's quadruples.
The mother and the twins.
Oh. Here we go.
We're killing people.
I don't know if you're talking like a king size Twix or something.
Ah, you bastard. But anyway, hey, you never know. Mom might have something to do with his, you know, his charge, but she just didn't get caught. I need to know these things.
I don't.
I can dig it.
Shit. She'd be like Scrappy's mom or something.
Yeah, you go ahead and take the charge. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to send you some sick of rest and everything, you know. When you get out 30 more years.
Damn. TP?
Well, when I had
like
dated
said,
the one
don't
nigga.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You talking about dating a nigga in prison or
don't,
the.
Don't. Okay.
The conjugal.
I don't date prison dudes.
Oh, but you gonna let them get over the conjugal visit?
Well, that goes. That's all tied in with the prison.
Dude. You know, don't you?
Yeah. See, conjugal visit. That wouldn't be in real life.
That's something to do with papers. What?
Yeah, it had something to do with papers.
Look at you try to throw the papers in there.
each one teeth.
I don't know. I don't. Like Mark said, it depends on it. How far, how deep the mama was, or the daddy was in my case, on it. That was in on it.
But they had nothing to do with it, though.
What if they did? I mean, we. Don't
I mean, I'm
know.
Saying, I'm just saying.
I need to hear the story. Like, I need details.
So you want
to
know details? Mm-hmm. So, let's say, let's say money laundering. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that's not.
Pluck from. Well, that's not heinous.
That's not heinous.
No. Okay, wait, hold on. Let's say they killed 10 people.
They?
The kid, and you know it had to be somebody else. No, not the mom.
Nah.
Or the dad, in your case. Mm-hmm. Okay. But let's say they killed 10 people.
Mm. Okay. Well, he gone for 30 years.
That's pretty heinous.
She can get it.
You good with that?
Yeah, she can get it. As long as she ain't had nothing to do with it.
Why you crying? This story
nah, because
crazy.
I was laughing about some other
shit. He's like, this shit.
I
this is a question.
I remember when I was doing this 25 life.
Right, that's my question.
Right.
I told him I wasn't going to tell it was from
you.
You
know, I was thinking you about
you threw
some.
Yourself under the bus.
I don't know, though.
Y'all just so funny. I'm just crying myself.
I mean, I know that's a little deep, but.
No,
I mean, that's considered
heinous
crime.
That's
heinous, though.
Yes, yeah. I mean.
The Hannibal.
What's that face? Oh,
I don't know. I mean, see, it's so much extra stuff that need to go with that question. Like, you, how long were you dating before you found out?
As time goes on.
I mean, goes on from day one. So I mean, like,
as you like I said, you get to know that person. Everything about them clicks. Mm-hmm. Like y'all just vibing. Like shit is good. Nope.
Like, I mean, if it was like a
not
thing
a cop.
Where Slim had like buttocks and body parts in the freezer and shit. Ooh. Like, did he get that from you?
Did you eat that?
You know what I'm saying? I need to know.
Did
I mean,
the way that shit
that motherfucking chili good as a bug.
Found out what it was.
Oh shit! Because think about that too. If you found out that the kid killed 10 people, and then you're like. So that dinner we had last night, did that have anything to do with
it? Spitting out fingernails out your spaghetti.
Boy.
Yeah, I think.
Is this kielbasa?
I think that will prompt the background check on his mom, though. Just, you know, I'll make
sure
everything.
You wouldn't even, like, Google them anyway? Like, you know, if you're going out, you wouldn't just Google them?
I don't know. It's been eons since. I probably would.
Before Google. Yeah.
I probably. Well, fuck you.
Weren't y'all?
Yeah, but Google was out, motherfucker.
When y'all were married?
Yeah.
Haven't y'all been married? How long have y'all married?
16 years.
I don't know. It may have been IE. I don't know about Google, but okay. Okay, girl.
Well, I had to go to the library and see what's
happening.
Check out a bride. Right. Go to the card catalog.
I had to do a little slide, Joey. Right.
Sir, your book is in aisle 427.
But to be honest with you, if that shit came up, the marriage probably wouldn't have never happened.
Wait, what?
Huh?
You said what?
You the motherfucker went down the aisle and pulled that book out and shot it on the other side. Like, looking for something?
Oh, that book is gone.
Yeah, right. Oh, God, that's funny.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
In this class, we're like, oh!
Right.
What is wrong, Joe? All right. I think I would probably. If everything, like I said, if everything clicked, this person, we was cool, we were vibing, and, you know, once you did your research and find out they had nothing to do with it, then I don't know. I would continue dating him because I'd be like, well, shit, I don't have to worry about that kid because they gone for at least 20, 30 years, and I might not even know you by then.
Mm, how about that?
You know what I'm saying? Dead. So let's just, you know, ride this joint out until either I kill you or you kill me. Which I have to claim self-defense. I mean, let's just do it.
Look, I'll tell you, every time she start cooking, I need to be right there, though.
As long as it's a heinous crime, not a heinous crime.
Okay. Sir.
Every time I hear him pick up a knife, I'll be like, hey.
Look. Okay, I don't know.
Plastic,
how
plastic.
Right, right.
I don't know how that was going to be a serious question. But
how long
okay.
you and your wife been together? You've been crying all.
It's fun. It's a funny show. I'm sorry. I'm here.
He said 16 years.
16, baby.
Okay. Oh shit.
So he about right.
16 in the bus.
How old? Wait, how old is Google?
Like 98.
That don't mean he had access to Google though.
How the fuck
you don't even have access to Google in 2015, so shut the hell up.
You kiss my ass, buddy.
Shut it up.
God damn it.
Do you even know how to get to Google?
Do you even have an email address?
Right.
Because I think that's the bullshit. You sent me some bullshit.
Well, Brian can get it. Why you can't get it?
I don't know why. Brian, okay. Are you getting his emails?
I'm getting his text messages through email.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's what he's doing. Yeah. So he does.
That's how it comes, seriously.
Oh,
I don't need you to explain shit to me, woman. Hey, you know what?
What the hell did I explain? I just said, yeah, that's how it's going. I didn't explain shit.
She looked at me like I didn't know that shit.
You don't.
What's his
okay. See, this is why I don't like her anymore.
But what does it come as? Does it come as his number at...
Don't no, it worry just comes like it. A regular. No,
you
know, no,
don't
like,
you get it, you know, eventually, like don't you? That's all you
no,
have to
I don't.
Be. Can we
like,
move on
well,
with
my,
this shit?
Seriously, if you look at it, like it looks like a text message, but then you have to pay attention, and then it's like, wait a minute, oh no, that's an email.
And is his email Mark Wiley or whatever it is?
I won't put that out there.
Nah, don't put it out there then. No,
at Confucius says.
You got another question?
.com.
You got another question?
You?
Hey.
You have one?
Huh?
You have one?
Yeah. How long would it take me to kill 3 people?
Go to Google and find out. By the time you do that,
go to Google. You can find out.
Listen, by the time you go to Google, you gonna be home. Brian gonna be upstairs cooking.
Okay.
TP is gonna be like
the last
doing some
email
other shit.
That I got from you was December 1st. God,
is there another question?
That was back when the That was back when the iPhone 3 was fresh, powerful.
24
same
power.
Oh shit, he right though.
So he got
right
a 3? You got a 3? I thought you upgraded to a you got a 3?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Oh shit.
No, you got a 4. That they turned that 3 off.
No, the 3 was that first little.
They turned the service off. Okay. Apple just turned the 3 off.
Yeah, they did.
That nigga was in the middle of a text. It was like
Oh, God.
His last message
right.
upgrade, nigga.
You're right. I couldn't turn the phone back on or nothing.
That's right. You did.
They said, look,
to.
Dog. Look, man. We can't. Yeah. We can't.
That's one thing I don't like about that iPhone.
I'll be honest. I'm yeah, one step. I'm a couple steps in front of you. They're about to probably turn my shit off, too, because it's a 4S.
That's what I got.
Now?
Man.
Yeah. That's what you got, right?
Yeah. That's what I said. They're about to probably turn mine off, too.
You got a little while ago.
No, I'm gonna go ahead and just get a 6.
Yeah, go ahead and go ahead.
I mean, I was waiting. Hopefully, I thought this summer they were gonna drop like another one, like a 6S or some shit. But
yeah,
I don't feel like waiting anymore, huh?
It's gonna be end of the year.
I don't feel like waiting.
More likely.
Yeah, but you won't wait till they work the kinks and shit out, though. Or you just
hey,
it's been at least 3 upgrades, so
I think
it's
that's
fine by now.
That's overrated. They ain't not working kinks out of shit no more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Plus, all the you know, they say that for every phone, but the bottom line is when the phone drops, they just hit you with the upgrade and you just plug your shit in and hit the button and upgrade it. I mean, update it. So all the kinks work
updates,
out on themselves.
Updates irritate me. I don't like updates.
Why?
Because it always end up fucking up something.
True.
Yeah, it does, you know? Change.
Yeah, that's stuff. Why I never upgraded. Like, I think, like I said, 3 have gone through. I never did them.
I finally upgraded my phone. I've had it for about a year. And okay. I finally updated my phone. And I thought it was a great move. It was like, oh, shit, this is hot. And then,
I can see new emojis and
yeah, and then everything. All of a sudden, my phone started dialing people. I'm not touching it. I'm looking at
I think you have the same phone as my friend. She's like, I'm not getting phone calls. Because you said the same thing too last week, right?
Yeah, people say that they called me. It's sitting right. Oh, I know. I found out what happened. And I had it on do not disturb mode. And it's different. No.
Okay.
But it's different from the last one before I upgraded.
Okay.
Like with my old phone, I was able, with the old update, pre-update, I was able to set it. And when it cuts on by itself at 9 o'clock and cuts off at 5 a.m. With this one, if I hit the button, it's muting all phone calls on top of my 9 to 5.
That's a KGB setting.
No. You know, I was thinking that, but I was like,
when that nigga get home, phone should stop working.
All right.
Fuck all that.
That Bama got the nerve to have the iPhone 6 Plus.
Yes.
Okay.
Get it, my nigga.
Mm. Mm.
So, Queen, if anyone wants to chime in on the heinous crimes.
The heinous crime.
Oh, boy. Okay, those two. You can send us an email at indeepshow@yahoo.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 202-750-what, people?
1IDS.
Yes. 1437. Thank you. Yes. Or go to the Facebook page. We'll post the question up there, too.
No doubt.
And like us while you're there.
Gotta get out of here. Time is running over. With that being said, Doctor.
Hey, I'm going to do a repeat from last week. Two fingers going to my Wizards and my Capitals. They fucking still doing the damn thing. Like I told you.
Capitals lost last game.
But okay. Well.
Huh?
They won the first, lost the second.
Yeah, but they still in it, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Yeah. You're not going to get nothing to the Skins?
Oh, yeah. The Skins did.
One of the best drafts we had in like 20 years.
You know
years.
What? I'm not going to get hyped. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Good draft picks and everything, man. We're going to see what's happening.
Man, that's but not
I don't,
your
I
damn two-finger.
I don't want to get...
Shit, you don't let him adopt the two-finger and your two-finger. Your two fingers, the Capitals and the Wizards.
No, but you. The Redskins. I embrace all DC teams.
Good job.
Okay. You like the way I smooth? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
There's
right.
No beef.
Yeah, there's no beef. No beef. Even the Nationals, let me get everybody in there. And what's the soccer team? The
DC United.
Yeah, the United Kickers. All of them. I love all of them. I love all the pounds of the people. And
okay. All right.
Your neighbor couldn't tell you what the team was?
Huh?
Your neighbors couldn't tell you what the name of the team
B?
Was?
B.
Yeah,
what?
That's all right, though.
Let me see. You going to say shout out to the single tomorrow, too?
That's
what you going to do, B? Is that what
you're
going to do?
Look, I got a one finger for the future.
The rapper?
For the two.
Oh, okay.
For maybe the next week. We can ready to get some hot temperatures coming, y'all. So I'm just.
The weather
one
was
finger.
In there somewhere.
Yeah, man. It's on the way. It's on the way. We're going to be talking about it.
It was a beautiful day today, though.
Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Okay. Say that for yours.
Bullshit.
But yeah. One finger for the hot ass temperatures that's on the way.
Her Christmas.
He's an ignorant ass somebody. Two fingers to my cousin D'Angelo. I'm representing him right now. He graduated from college, Pepperdine State.
He's smart.
This past Saturday, what have you? He is doing awesome big things.
He is smart.
Shout out to his mother for even being able to do. I mean, not only she was a single mother, but she was a single mother that was doing whatever to make sure her sons grew up as non-statistics and stereotypes. So shout out to her. Two fingers to them. One finger.
Ew. Not the laugh. Nope, not yet. Nope. No, save that.
One finger.
Damn,
to Mother Nature and and swollen ankles and shit again. Trying to figure out what's going on. And that's it.
Braving the rapids.
The hunt for real.
Okay.
All right. It's a murder, she wrote.
Okay.
Red room.
Queen.
That's a good one, Shawnee. Hey, she come in with a good one right now to get up.
She get on my nerves.
Oh boy.
What?
Oh boy.
Did I distract you that much, B, that you just said, okay,
good.
Not you.
That was good,
not
Shawnee. You.
I said Queen.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Let's see. Boop, 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 boop. I am giving my two fingers to the mother of the year. No, I'm just kidding. To my mom. Tomorrow's her birthday.
Yay. All right, mom.
Wow.
Happy birthday to my boo.
What a day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn up for your mother.
I can, because I'm going to be hanging out with her. I mean, I can't even tell you the last time no shade, mom. But the last time I celebrated Cinco de Mayo, because I was chilling with my mom. So that's all right. I had a margarita on Saturday, so I'll be like, so, okay. Thank you for the background.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, so happy birthday
happy birthday.
My boo.
Smiley Senior.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Okay.
My mom. Okay, all right, girl. Mm-hmm.
She's still smiley, right? She's smiley, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So, one finger. Boop, 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 boop. One finger. Two.
Love it.
Okay. Took him that long to.
Right.
All right. Okay. 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 Let's see. One finger to. I feel like I want to not one finger, so I'm gonna TP it, and I'm going to do a double two finger.
Yes.
And I want to give a shout out to Rebuilding America. Because they did a lot of work this weekend, and I was able to participate with them. So shout out to them.
All right.
Cool.
See, and then y'all be acting like Thug Princess always. Y'all probably thought I'd be having dubby fuck yous and all that other stuff. And it's not like that. I'm peaceful. Mm-mm.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Mark, don't do it.
All right.
Now you can play your music, B. I know you're getting a little antsy.
Like a little kid, look at his face. Be ready.
You want to go ahead back there and start dancing?
Okay. For me.
There go that dimple.
Two fingers. This is a tough two fingers. Two fingers goes to my man Steve for finally.
Yay.
Finally getting my whip back in order.
Yibbly. Dot, dot, dot.
I thank you for having my whip back together.
Dot, dot, dot.
Y'all got a spare?
I had a spare.
Hour and 45
minutes. I had a spare finger if you need to use it for something. Different. Okay, go ahead.
One finger goes out to
him taking this long?
DC Department of Public Works for leaving your construction area uncovered, which forced me to crack my motherfucking rim on my old school.
Oh, man.
At Sursum Quarters.
That's my property, too. Uh-huh. Oh, no, it used to be a problem.
You went down the side street?
Mm-mm, I stayed, nigga, no. I stayed on the main. I stayed right on New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't need the car to stop there. I need that bitch to be in as open area as possible. No side streets.
Oh, okay,
all right. Okay, so that's my first one finger. My second one finger goes to the general manager at the club that when I informed him of what happened, he was like, well, just leave it there and take a cab and get here. No, nigga, we won't be leaving the car in the hood for that bitch to be on bricks.
Right.
If it's there at all.
I was going to say, wait a sir.
I figured you too.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yes. Another one finger.
Okay, more. Okay.
For the spare tire that I'd been riding around with that doesn't even fit the vehicle.
Mm.
So I had to put old raggedy ass Pontiac Fiero with rim on that bitch.
It does look different.
And pay one.
What? It does. I walked up. I was like, oh, look. One of these kids is doing his own thing.
I just saw a picture that one I posted. These kids. I said, one of these pics.
See how that sneak one in on you, dog? Okay.
One of these kids.
You know what I'm
saying? Uh-huh. She's good at it.
I just know not to fuck with the niggas around. You know, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. She don't know the rules. I tried to.
What rules?
You don't listen to the rules?
But the ultimate.
There's no rules on the show.
10 fingers. Two arms and the biggest hug goes to my punk and my baby girl for being one of a very selected few for being picked on a robotics program.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Yay.
Cool, man.
Got to go.
The deal in the robot.
Cool. Build something.
Okay. Good luck, girl.
One finger to the 15 word assassin shoe selection this week.
Oh, do you tell before we go?
Yeah.
Or do you have a picture? What does it look like? What happened?
I saved them.
Oh, okay. Slides with socks.
I say that Batman kept trying to buy some, you know, them little flat prison joints.
Wait, but Kanye West.
Them little slip-on prison joints.
Uh-huh.
He kept picking them joints. I'm like, these look comfortable. You don't put them down.
Workout.
Oh, my God.
You pick up the Adebisi joints.
Well, them joints that you that just go ahead and mash down the back of the heel.
That automatically.
Right off the brake.
Yeah, they automatically came with that hat on the side.
Okay.
Or the old people. Or the old people cut the little bunny hole out the side of the joint.
What?
She had them joints. Yo, man, we got to get out of here as always and leaving.
Okay, I woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, God damn it. All of you out.
Shout out Redhead Kingpin.